I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Technically, Davenport's temporary flood barrier failed because of a lack of friction and the force of the river overcame its weight. A new report says several other factors contributed to the breach on April 30th. In May, the city asked the Corps of Engineers to investigate so the city could learn from this year's record-breaking flood. And the engineers have now presented the report to the Davenport City Council. Steady rain on the day the temporary flood wall broke is one of the factors that contributed to its failure. Roger Perk is the chief of engineering and construction for the Corps' Rock Island District. He says the barrier began to fail when the bottom of a HESCO basket began to slide due to pressure from the Mississippi River. The flood water was slightly higher than the top of the HESCO baskets sitting on River Drive near Pershing Avenue with sandbags on top.
From a calculation standpoint, everything worked out where those baskets should have been, have a high enough factor of safety that they should have stayed where they were. However, real life being real life, obviously something happened that caused that not to happen, and there was a failure.
Perk and the report say the real-world factors that caused the failure include the flood stage at the time, underseepage throughout the lengthy flood, steady rainfall on the day of the breach, which left the barrier foundation pavement wet, and the high center of gravity worsened by the placement of sandbags on top of the HESCO baskets.
So as soon as it slides, this whole block of water starts to move. And as soon as that happened, then either the basket caught on something, or it just started, as it slid, it tipped just enough where then the force of that water then started to overcome the ability of that basket to hold, and it flipped over.
Brandon Wright, Assistant City Administrator, says Davenport will immediately incorporate the recommendations into its flood plan to beef up flood protection.
At the beginning of setup for the flood barriers, we'll be making sure that the first line of barrier baskets has a second line attached to it behind it from the very beginning. And that's important because once we fill those with sand, you can no longer pin them together, which is what is required in order for you to get that stability between the baskets. So we'll be making sure that we hinge together essentially that second row of baskets from the very beginning. And then if we get into a situation where we need to add a second layer because we're going to get to a river level of more than 20 feet, we will add a second layer of barriers on top of that first layer that will essentially protect us up to, you know, about that 24-foot level.
The goal is to create more friction by adding weight to the flood wall and building it higher when necessary. In addition, Wright says Davenport's updated flood plan will also reflect changes in the use of plastic sheeting.
Making sure that the plastic wrapping is only 6 to 12 inches on the front of the HESCO barrier, and then it wraps around to the back, and making sure that we leave the back exposed so that we can do a little bit better monitoring of all of that. All of those instructions will be part of that document, that living document that we use.
Another recommendation is for Davenport to develop an outreach plan to teach residents and business owners about flood risk and the limits of temporary flood protection.
If you think about it for one second, right, there were a number of cars that were impacted by the floodwaters rushing in. What we plan on doing for future floods, right, is meeting with those businesses as we set up that wall to say, here's what's going on with that. Here's the area with where the flood is coming. If the water were to breach for some reason, here would be the impacted area. We would do things like recommend, tell your employees to park somewhere else on the outside of this zone just in case something happens with that and minimizing the impact of something going wrong.
And a final recommendation is for Davenport to ensure employees receive the training necessary to build, monitor, and reinforce the HESCO flood barrier system. The city has posted a video of the Corps' presentation online along with the report itself. The video and report are also available at wvik.org. I'm Michelle O'Neill.